Welcome to an all-new episode of one of the most real podcasts on the internet. Whether it's talking about controversial subjects, to thought-provoking topics, or amazing guest interviews, this is a life podcast. It's time to sit back, relax, and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
What's good, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to the Cody Springer Show. Today is episode 118, and today on the podcast we have Chris Zerski on the show. And we had a great interview. We were chopping it up. You know, we were talking about some real stuff here on this podcast, man. You know, we were talking about Chris and his relationship with Mac Montana, just kind of some future plans that he has. And, you know, we were just talking about some real stuff here on the podcast. And, it was a good interview. You know, we had a good time chopping it up here on the podcast. So, yeah, we're just going to get into it. Without any further ado, my interview with Chris Zerski. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Got a brand new guest here on the Cody Springer Show. I got Chris Zerski here on the show today. How's it going, man?
It's going good.
And, Chris, what was that?
Texas weather sucks.
So, you're from Texas. What part of Texas are you from?
Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Does it usually get pretty hot that time of year?
It's like 90 degrees right now. Couple days ago, it's like 118.
I used to live in Arizona, so I'm kind of familiar with that level of hot. Is it kind of like a drier heat, or is it like humid?
Very humid.
So it's kind of like.
See, Arizona got more.
Yes.
Dry
heat.
We got a very humid heat here.
Yeah, I mean. On the East Coast, it's more humid. Out on the West Coast, it's more dry type of heat to it. So we're here to kind of give people more of an insight into who you are. People know that you're the manager for Mac Montana, and we're going to discuss how you guys came together here. And I'm going to start off with that. So how did you and Mac Montana, first of all, how do you guys know one another?
We met playing video games. I met him, I was playing online, I can't even remember what game I was playing. But, we ended up being in a team together, and we've been friends ever since. Boy's like a brother to me now.
Okay, so you guys met playing video games. Did you guys just, like, talk, about music, and then you guys just clicked from there?
Yeah, we just clicked, talked about music, tattoos, past, who we were, kind of people we are. It just kind of clicked, Being good friends, like I said, we're like brothers now ever since. And that was, I'd say, almost a year to 2 years ago now.
Okay. So you guys have known each other for quite a while now. You started to build up that trust and whatnot. When you first listened to his music, like, what did you think? Like, oh, man. This guy's got something here. He's got the potential. What did you first notice when you started listening to Mac Montana?
When I first listened to his music, it was like I was younger again. You hear that old school style that back in like Tupac, Biggie days, you hear somebody who's actually into the music. you know, talking about life, not talking about bitches, money, and all that, you know. And he's got it. He's got what it takes to be somebody. Out of everybody I've heard, really, he has what it takes. You know, that's why I'm going to back him 100% as a manager and do everything I can to push that point.
Yeah, that's one of the first things I noticed, too, when I first started listening to Max music. You know, like, he kind of had that old school vibe, you know, like you said, you know, kind of like that Tupac, Biggie vibe. And also, I kind of got 50 Cent vibes from him, too, you know, because that's...
Yeah, he's got a little bit of...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, that's definitely what I noticed, you know, when I first started listening to his music, because, you know, back in, I think it was March, I had him and Two Shot Gabe on the podcast, and, you know, they both were influenced by Eminem, and, you know, I think he's kind of, Eminem's kind of a central type of influence for every young independent artist coming up.
Yeah, he is. He's pretty much that. When they hear Eminem, they're like, man, like, I really want to do this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And like with Matt, he has the talent. He has the songwriting ability, the voice, the instrumentals he does. He even does cover art, you know. He's a very talented artist, all in all. He's very well-rounded. You throw a beat at him, he will put words to it.
Yes, yeah, man. I mean, Mac, he can do multiple different things, like you said, with the cover arts, and yeah, man, I mean, if you need something quality, he can definitely do it up, you know? And I appreciate his hustle, because, exactly. You know, I'm pretty much the same way, you know? I do most of my logos myself, and, you know, I mean, because that's the thing. In this game, you gotta be pretty self-reliant, you know. I mean, it's good to have people in your corner, you know, but I mean, you gotta be pretty much self-reliant. So for him to be multi-talented and whatnot, man, I think that just makes him, you know, just stand out compared to other people.
Oh yeah. He's like you said, you gotta be self-reliant on you, you know, by yourself, but you gotta have the right people in your corner. Not the people that you think is right.
Right, yes, definitely.
And it takes a lot to find that right person that's going to stick by your side, you know, no matter what. Understand that you have, you know, your own personal life to deal with. You know, that's not going to be like, oh, well, you're not on my time. You know what? I don't want you no more.
Right. You know? And yeah, man, when people, you know, want you on their time, you know, like, I can't get down with that, you know? Right.
Exactly. Everybody's got their own life, you know? Everybody's got situations they go through that sometimes come first before anything else.
Yeah, I mean, you just...
Like, I have two kids. You know, my kids will always come first before anything.
Yes, mm-hmm. You know, I can definitely relate to that, being a father myself. You know, I have a 4-month-old son, so I mean, I definitely get that. And that's the thing, like, people may not like if you follow somebody, an artist on Instagram, you know, or any social media, like, yeah, you appreciate their music, but you have no idea the type of shit they go through on a daily basis. You know, you just listen to the music. Like, you only see that one side of them.
Yeah, exactly. And so you actually sit down and talk with an artist. You don't know. They could be going through, you know, a tragic, you know, loss of a family member, or, you know, a loss of something, or, you know, anything. And a lot of these artists who think, you know, they're the shit don't want to see that. They want to see it their way. You know. I don't see it that way. I'm always the first motto is family comes first, no matter what. So if my artist has to say, hey, I can't do it right now because my son is sick, or, you know, my wife, you know, I need to, you know, help her. You go do that first, and we'll get the song later. that song will always be there.
Yes, definitely. I mean, like, and I think that's something that people fail to realize, you know, because, like, people have this mentality, like, oh, they got to work. Well, I mean, hell, if your kid's sick and, you know, like, you got to put that shit down and take them to the hospital or to a doctor or whatever, you know. You know, you can't, you know, put your art ahead of what's most important.
You know, I don't know how many jobs I've walked out on because they try to tell me my family comes, you know, after them. No, I walk out. My family will come before anybody. You know, I have my dad. He's going through lung cancer, Parkinson's disease. He's got emphysema and stuff, you know. If something comes up with my dad, guess what? I'm gone. I'm going to go take care of my dad. He's the only parent I have left.
Yeah, man, it's sad, especially your parents, you know, because you and I are both 30, 31 years old, and, you know, we just, well, I'm fortunate enough to have, you know, my parents still around and everything, but eventually there'll come a time where, you know, they're going to be worse for wear, you know, and I'm going to have to be faced with that dilemma as well, as you're faced with, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, put other shit ahead of that, you know?
Exactly. You know, see, it's like you said, we're both 31, which I just turned 31 recently. And, you know, sometimes you got to look at things the way they should be looked at. You know, it's not all about fun and games. You know, there's a time to have that fun. There's a time to have, you know, play the game. But when it's time to get serious, you get serious. And then there's times, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Right, yeah, man.
You know, there, you know, it's like you. I've listened to your podcast. I love your podcast. It's one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to. Because you talk about everything. You don't talk about just, oh, let's talk about politics. Or, oh, let's just talk about this. You're well-rounded. You talk about wrestling, sports, you know, music. And you don't see that in the world nowadays. It's all about one thing. And you do your speak, you know, music and stuff, which is outstanding, especially that one you did with Two-Shot Gabe. That song, like, it hit home. You know, you're a very well-rounded, talented artist too. And I'll be beside you, 100% pushing you. You know.
And I appreciate you saying that, man. You know, and you know, the compliments about the song I did with Gabe. You know, that was my goal. You know, that was our goal with the song, was for it to hit home with people. You know, because it was a very touchy subject. You know, and it's something that I've dealt with my entire life. You know, like, I was coming from a very real place with that song. You know, because I do definitely think that mental illness and suicide, you know, I definitely think that needs to be kind of talked about more in music.
It really does. It really does. And not as a joke in music, but as a serious subject. You know, you hear some of these artists that joke about suicide, joke about depression. No, it's a serious, touchy subject. I've lost countless of friends to suicide and depression. You know, and it's something I don't like. You know, I don't play around with it. I don't joke about it. You know, my brother, I've got a brother that's older than me who has a severe case of depression and all that. You know, and I will be there by his side no matter what. If something happens, I'm there. Depression is one of the key things that nobody talks about.
Right. Yeah, that's another thing too. Like, people just don't quite understand, you know, like, yeah, people make jokes of it, but it's not something to fucking joke about, you know, like, it's something that's very serious, and it's something that doesn't get quite talked about, you know, and that's the thing, like, with that song and my future music, I'm gonna, like, you know, kind of get deep within myself to hopefully help other people, you know, because I mean, hell, there's a lot of people, especially younger people, who just like they just kind of don't know what to do with themselves and they just have no direction, you know?
Yeah, I understand that 100%. I've had my past, you know, I grew up kind of having to look out for myself. And it's tough. It's a tough life. But I'm glad I've met good people like you, like Mac, who I know I can go and be like, hey, you know, can we talk? You know, sit down and talk. Even though I haven't met y'all face to face, y'all are family.
Well, I mean, you're a good guy too, man. You know, I got those good positive vibes from you, and you know, and especially here as of late, you know, we've gotten to really talk and get to know each other more. And yeah, man, I'm glad to have you in my corner, and I'm in your corner as well, and Max's corner as well. So like, yeah, that's what's all it's about. All it's about is surrounding yourself with good, positive people. You know, because we all have the same mindset about certain things.
Yeah. We're all have the mindset of playing the game the way it should be played. Not trying to cheat around the system.
Yes, like, yeah. Well, I mean, because, well, I mean, I don't know how much you want to get into it, but, you know, you, all three of us, you, me, and Mac, we were a part of, Family First Records. You know, last month we all left and everything. And there was some fuckery going on, you know, behind the scenes and everything. But, I don't know how much you want to get into that, you know, if you want to make a statement on that.
Yeah, we were all with Family First Records, you know. There was some shady shit that shouldn't have been shady. People should have stepped up where they should have stepped up and came and talked to certain people the way they should have done. But all in all, you know, he's doing his thing, you know, all props to him, whatever, you know, you did what you thought you had to do, you know, but I'm telling you now, pushing the people out that he pushed out, is gonna learn real quick that the three motherfuckers that were there are gonna go above and all in all. We're gonna shoot the shine.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I mean, like, I haven't really opened up about the situation, you know, because I don't want to, like, you know, stir the pot any more than, you know, it has to be. But at the same time, you know, like I had to do what I had to do and, you know, and that's a thing. Like, I don't hate the, you know, the person, you know, involved or anything like that, you know, it's just, they were pulling some stuff that I didn't agree with and, you know, and people got hurt as a result, you know, and yeah, I didn't like it. Cause see, that's the thing. When people pull that kind of shit, man, it kind of brings some negative energy around my soul, and I can't have that, man.
No. With your past and stuff, you don't need that kind of, that it's kind of, like you said, that aura around you that, you know, shouldn't have been there, shouldn't be there.
Right.
That comes to the point of having people in your corner, but having the right people. You know,
yes.
People to push you, not to push you up, not push you down.
Yes, exactly, 100%. You know, you definitely need that people that are gonna be there in your corner and not expect unrealistic things from you. You know,
right?
You know, because right now, you know, I mean, I'm working on a project with people, and you know, I haven't been pushy at all with the people I'm collabing with. You know. You know, I'm working on something with Mac, and I'm working on some stuff with some other artists, and I haven't been pushy about anything, you know. I'm waiting for them
to hear that from you. When you're in Mac, I know it's going to be beast. I know it.
Yes.
The way y'all two are, Y'all are great artists. This is going to be a badass song. So everybody needs to, you know, keep an eye out and wait for that thing to drop.
Yeah, so it'll be coming. You know, it'll be coming, man. Like, yeah, people definitely need to tune into it when it does drop. And like I said, you know, with this upcoming project now that I'm going to be putting out, man, I get deep within myself. You know, I kind of open up myself in a way that I never really opened up before, you know? Like, I mean, yeah, I've opened up about some stuff on the podcast before in my personal life, but not on this level, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. 1 second, brother. I'm getting my desktop real quick. But yeah, I can't wait to hear it. Like, I tell you now, you drop an album, I'll buy it, you know? I'll buy copies of that shit. Come in.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, man. I do appreciate that. I don't know if I'll have, like, physical copies of it.
Yeah.
It'll probably be on Bandcamp. I don't know.
I'll buy the digital copy as soon as that shit hits.
All right. I got a digital copy with your name on it, man, for sure. But, yeah, man, like, it's all about growing together.
I saw him down the road. I got bored. So I'm driving down the road.
I don't know if you saw that I promoted yours and his post. Yeah. We have actually grown almost 200 more followers since that.
That's good, man. That's good, man. That's all about growing together and building, you know.
Word is now.
I've actually had other promoters and producers add me on Instagram after I posted it.
Really?
And I'm actually talking with a promoter now to get you and him promoted even more to his following. He's got almost 1 million followers, really. And
holy,
we're talking
shit
about promoting y'all to them to get that going. Thank you. You too,
Ashley. And
me and him have been talking here and there. You know, he's got his personal life. He's got several artists he produces and promotes for. And so I'm not trying to rush him anything. You know, when it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. I'm not gonna hold my breath. You know what I mean?
Right.
Until,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm the type. When it happens, it happens. You know. Until then, I'm not gonna hold my breath. You know, that goes back to the whole, you know, I used to be a manager for other artists. I'm not going to mention names. That wouldn't let me manage the way, you know, a manager should. Your manager is not supposed to find out you've done all these collabs, all these, you know, features through Instagram and be the last one to know about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, Mac Montana, he comes straight to me and lets me know, hey, this boy wants to do a collab or this guy wants to do a feature. You know, what you think? I'm like, you know, let me hear your stuff. I'm like, yeah, I see y'all getting down on a good track. I see y'all doing, like, you and Mac have the merch collab going on right now. Y'all are two great artists. That's gonna bring out a badass following. People are gonna see that and it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be fire. You know, and he comes to me for the advice, and I'll tell him, if the artist I don't think is going to be good, I'll tell him straight out, no, don't do it. It's not worth your time. You know, don't put your name on that track. And he won't. You know, that's Mac Montana. Like, he trusts me as his manager, you know, to tell him these things. You know, and it comes back to the point of, you know, I was your manager at one point, and then you had things you wanted to go do because you were under the impression of this other artist telling you things, you know, and you came to talk to me like a man about it, unlike, you know, other people. So,
right. Yeah.
We've talked about it. We've come to our conclusions, you know, what it was and how it came to be. And, you know, I will manage you. I will promote you. I will do it till I'm dead in the face to make sure you're getting out there the way you should be.
Right, man. Like, because that's the thing. Like, you know, in this game, you gotta have people you really trust, you know, because, I mean, that was a good example you just brought up. You know, I was under an impression, an incorrect impression from somebody else about some of the stuff you were doing, you know, and I didn't have all the facts. And that's
our chances of promoting more, me being able to promote you more up there like I've done with Mac. But now that we're under the same agreement on everything, now I'm able to get you up there to where I have Max promotions.
Yes.
You know, I was able to pay for your promotion. Like, I paid due to circumstances that happened in the past. That's why I went ahead and paid out of my pocket for the promotions for you and Max. You know, I told y'all, don't worry about it. I will get this one because of the stuff that happened because of said person.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, that person will treat like, you know, Voldemort if we don't say the name.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I went ahead as a manager to show y'all, hey, I'm down for y'all. You know, just give me that chance. I'll be there. You know, if I can't get it right away, I will let y'all know ahead of time, hey, I had something come up. I can't get to it right now, but I will be to it. You know, so.
Right, and, you know, I'm all about second chances, you know. I mean, like, because, you know, somewhere, because multiple times in my life, people gave me a second chance, you know, and prove them wrong, you know.
Exactly.
You know, it's like, before I met you and Mac, you know, I was doing a TV show on YouTube with my friend Marcel Salcido. And, well, I mean, there was a lot of non-committal on his end, but I gave him, you know, multiple chances to prove me wrong, you know, and, well, I mean, Marcel, you know, he's out of the entertainment game now, but that's the thing, like, you have to kind of give people second chances to see what they can do, you know, and if they prove you right,
then you're good, you know, you were able to say, hey, you know, second chances are good, and it's all about communication is what it comes down to. We had a lack of communication before. That was on, you know, my fault. You know, it's not just your fault, it's my fault. I didn't communicate what I should have. But the person that was trying to communicate with both was flip-flopping and twisting words or twisting, you know, said stuff was being done when it's not being done, or, you know, stuff wasn't being done when it should have been done. You know, we should have just came to each other instead of trying to have that middleman, I guess you would say. And, you know, the second chance, you know, you're giving me a second chance, but in my opinion, the second chance shouldn't have been there because of that said person. But I'm glad that we're to the point where we are now. You know, we have that bond, we have that trust in each other.
Yes, uh-huh. And sometimes things like that have to happen in order for certain relationships to grow, you know, and that's, you know, it's kind of shitty that, you know, it has to happen like that, but at the same time, things happen for a reason.
Yeah, that's my point there, you know, shit happens for a reason.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, am I mad, you know, that it went down the way it did? Yeah, I'm mad about that, but it opened up everybody's eyes to where they should have been.
Yes.
That said person had a very tight friendship with an artist of mine. And it opened up my artist's eyes to where they should have been now. Now he sees, like, hey, you know, I'm going to do me. You know, I that person got thrown under the bus when he shouldn't have been thrown under the bus. So.
Right, man. And, like, sometimes, you know, unfortunately, you know, when business gets mixed in with friendship, that happens, you know? Kind of like with me and Marcel, you know, like, I could see that his focus was elsewhere, whereas where I was trying to get somewhere, you know? So when it came down to it, we had to stop doing business together, you know? I mean, we're still friends, you know? I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, we're still brothers, you know? You know, we're like family to each other and everything, you know, I mean, I mean, shit. I mean, we both, you know, see each other when we can, you know, just that he's busy and I'm busy too and whatnot. But sometimes in life that happens, you know, you do business with friends, shit gets, you know, kind of, you know, dicey at times. And then, you know, and it's, sometimes you break away, but you it's learn.
Sometimes you know when to mix business and pleasure.
Right. Not yes.
You know, your woman or with you, it's bringing in family or friends. You know, sometimes you got to know when to mix it and not. And certain times it just don't mix, like oil and water. You know, two good, you know, things, but they just don't mix at a certain point. But they can mix everywhere else.
So. Right. Yeah. Exactly, man. Like, it can be confusing to find a balance there. But, so let's switch gears here. I want to ask you, is there any plans for, like, you and Mac to start up a label? Or are you guys just going to do your own thing from now on?
I think for now, our eyes are set on doing our own thing. No label, you know, just doing it, you know, lone wolf style. You know, backing ourselves, you know, not trying to have somebody back us. But later on down the line, I can see maybe, you know, once we get things going where we want, starting up a label, you know, having, you know, people that's been with us by our side, you know, join up too. We're not just gonna take on any artist. That's not how it's gonna be at the start one. You know, you're gonna have to prove yourself before you can even be in it. Like if I started a label, the two artists I would go to is you and Matt. You know, y'all would be my two first artists ever on this. Because y'all are down, you know, y'all are trustworthy, you know, you're straight up honest about stuff, and that's what I look for. But for now, we're just going to kind of, you know, solo it, and, you know, just take it, you know, day by day, step by step.
Yes, I mean, like, because, I mean, I got my own company, you know, Days and Dream, but it's more entertainment-based. You know, it's like putting on content creators, podcasters, and stuff like that, you know. You know, I mean, it's not a label, technically, you know, even though I'm going to promote my own music with it and stuff like that. But, you know, I mean, but, yeah, when you start up a label, you got to definitely have people you can trust and, you know, artists that are worth investing time into.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. You know, and like I said, we've started getting a good following, you know, since we're to where we need to be. We don't have that label trying to push us to be who we're not.
You right. Know, so. I mean, that's the thing. Like when a machine's behind you, such as a label, you know, I mean, that's great and all. You know, but I mean, when you're growing organically and you're growing, you know, independently, that's even better, in my opinion.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because when I met Mac, I never thought about being a manager ever in my life. Like this kind of management, I've managed grocery stores, I've managed restaurants, you know, but managing a person, like artistic wise, you know, musically and stuff, it's crazy. It's tough. But it's fun too. If it wasn't for Mac, I would have never been to where I am now, you know, as management wise. I would have been like, you know what, just whatever. You know. But
what kind
Mac opened my eyes up to that stuff.
What kind of restaurants have you managed?
I managed a wing restaurant. I've managed the Taco Bell, Papa John's. I've managed a 4-star restaurant down in Corpus Christi, Texas, right off the bay. So,
wow.
I love food.
I do as well, man. I mean, I was a manager at my local McDonald's for 5 years. You know, I did that for 5 years, and then I also was a shift supervisor at a Papa Murphy's Pizza in Arizona.
Yeah. Hey, Papa Murphy's, man, they got some badass pizza. I'll tell you all that.
Yes, yeah, man. Like, every now and then I think about my damn, you know, what if I had a Papa Murphy's pizza right now? You know, I'd throw that bitch in the oven and bake it right now.
Right? You can't be, you can get a large pizza with almost any topping you want for $10. You can take it home and cook yourself. Shit. That's fat kid heaven right there.
Right, yeah.
No, I'm a big boy.
Have you ever had their stuffed pizzas?
Oh, yeah. Oh. I'm a fat kid, bro. If it's there, I'm going to try it at least once.
Yeah, man. Like, I think all their pizzas, really. Like, I think I had, like, pretty much every pizza they had there when I worked there. You know, I had their stuffed pizzas, their fucking chicken bacon. I can't remember what it was. No, it was the herb chicken Mediterranean. I had that, and I liked that for a while. You know, it was something different. And then the one pizza I would not do was their chicken bacon artichoke. Yeah, because I'm not really fond of the fucking artichokes. Yeah, so yeah,
cowboy one.
Oh yes, the cowboy. Yeah,
That's like my go-to.
Yeah, cowboy pizza is pretty good. Yeah, man. I mean, like I did that job for probably a year and a half, I would say, before I moved on to something else. But yeah, I mean, it was a pretty easy job, and you know, and I really thought to myself, like, man, like if I had the money, how I could fucking have my own store, man, because they don't take a lot to run. You know, you don't need as many employees, you know, depending on the city you live in. Because, hell, we probably had 8 employees under staff, you know, when I worked there. You know, and that was between 2 locations. You know, there was probably like 8 at the one location, probably another 8 to 10 at the other one.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I never kept a lot of people in my restaurants because the more people you have, the less people can make. And the more chances are of something getting screwed up.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was a manager at McDonald's, man, I had so many employees that I came into contact with. It was unreal, you know. And, like, you know, and I wasn't a general manager. You know, I was a shift manager. And, man, I mean, I had to, for the first time ever, I had to, like, learn everybody's name, you know, because I never really used to be good at that shit, you know, like, oh, who are you again? Sorry, you know,
that's
but,
the worst,
like,
part of the job.
Yes, yeah, so I had to remember everybody's name and shit, and yeah, I mean, that definitely took some time, you know, getting used to, you know, just, you know, learning everybody's name and, you know, and get to knowing them and stuff like that. And then new hires would come in, and, you know, and then I also had to do the order, had to do the truck and everything like that. You know, I mean, I had a lot on my plate at McDonald's, man. There's a lot more than what people realize. Yeah. And you got to be,
McDonald's too, 16. And there's a lot more behind the doors of McDonald's that people don't see.
Yes.
Them trucks are huge sometimes.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck. And especially
and you
the trucks
sure you
that.
You know, every kind of order is like crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. Like, especially the trucks that I had to order myself. I'd be like, looking at the order, I'm like, man, this is going to be a big fucking truck on Tuesday. But, yeah, man. I mean, there's a lot that people don't really realize when it comes to the restaurant business. You know, there's a lot that goes into it. You know, from staff to the food quality, you know, and yeah,
the
man.
The payroll, the hours, the people, scheduling. It's a pain in the ass.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And people still wonder why I smoke cigarettes, because that shit is stressful.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck yeah, it's stressful. And then that's the thing, like, people, I wouldn't say I had a drinking problem when I worked there, but it was known that I would drink alcohol, you know, frequently, on my days off and stuff like that. And they're like, man, I realize now why you drink.
I know where you're coming from, brother. I really do. You know, and, you know, I figured I'd have an alcohol problem, you know, the stuff I got to deal with now in life, really. You know, possibly having the chance of having testicular cancer, you know, taking care of my dad. You know, but I don't drink at all.
So you've had to deal with testicular cancer?
There's a chance I might have testicular cancer.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, like, well, what's the update on that?
They have me on a weight loss pill and a diet. I've got to lose some weight, and then you're going to go in surgically because the hydrocele that's inside your testicles, mine's messed up, and they don't know what caused it. That it's, I didn't damage them. I didn't get hit in the nuts. That is all suddenly I woke up and, you know, it's weird to say my nuts are the size of a fucking grapefruit, really. They're just continually swelling. You know, got up to almost the size of like a cantaloupe.
Wow.
It hurts. And they don't know. There's the possibility of it being cancerous is why my hydrocele messed up. So if I do have cancer, whichever testicle it's in, they will end up removing that stuff.
Oh, wow.
So, man. I'll be one nut Joe.
I would be like Tupac.
Right?
Tupac was a one nutter, you know?
Hey, you can still do a lot of things with one nut.
Right. All we need is one, you know? Oh, shit. Well, I mean, people are probably going to be listening to this like, what the fuck, you know?
Over talking about music and talking about nuts.
Right.
You know, but it's life, you know. Like I said, you talk about everything, you know, you don't just point out one fucking subject. You talk about the person, get to know the person, you know, where they came from, what, you know, how they came to be. You know, I came from a small town in Texas. Actually, I was born in Kansas, Wamego, Kansas. And been living in Texas ever since I was like 1 year old. And lived in a small town of Texas that if you blinked, you drove through the town. You missed it. So.
Damn. Well, that's the thing, Mike.
The big city sucks. I hate it.
Wow, shit. I live in a small ass town and I fucking hate it, man.
You know, I mean, how going to be that perfect spot.
Right, yeah. I mean, like, if you and Matt came to where I live and shit, you know, you'd be like, oh, wow, this is a big difference, you know? But then, I think after about 2 weeks here, y'all be like, yeah, Cody, I see what you said. You know, I see what you were saying. This town fucking sucks.
Right, because, you know, Matt's out of Massachusetts, you know, Boston area. You know, he's used to that city living, that high city living. You know, so you take a city boy like that, put him in a small area, they're like, I don't know what to fucking do. You know, take him to a place where they don't have to look over their shoulder, you know, always, you know, checking their back. You know, it really tends to make them think like, wow, this is really different.
Yeah, man, when I moved to Arizona, when I lived out there for 3 years, it was a big culture shock for me, man. You know, because I lived in a small ass rural town most of my life, so going from that to a bigger city, oh man, like you said, you know, you gotta look over your shoulder because you just don't know, man. Like, I mean, I saw it all out there in Arizona, man, you know. And then coming back here, you know, I was just like, fuck, you know, it's a night and day difference. Big night and day difference.
Total difference. You know, I grew up, I played, you know, everybody looks at football and they think automatically 11-man football, you know, 11 on the team. I played what was called 6-man football. You had 6 on the team because the town was that small. You know, and it's tough playing 6-man compared to 11-man.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, like, I mean, you just got to make do with what you got, you know?
You know, and I had the chance to go to college, you know. I had a football scholarship, blew out my knee twice, lost my scholarship. You know, I've just been taking life every day, step by step now.
Well, what position did you play?
I was running back.
Oh, running back. Hell yeah.
I used to not be a big boy all the time. I was small. I used to be skinny. But you know what? I look at it, fat is the new skinny nowadays. Everybody wants a dad bod.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, man. Yeah.
I'm big enough to have two dad bods. But, you know. Yeah. But I'm loving life the way it is. So.
In high school, I played defensive end.
Hey, nice.
I wanted to play defense, and then, so yeah, man, I played defensive end, and then they wanted me to play fucking offensive tackle, and I'm like, do you not see me? Like, I'm undersized for that position, man. I mean, I'm quick enough to play defensive end, so, but that's the thing, you know, with high school sports, you know, sometimes, you know, kids got to play multiple different positions, you know, and, yep. You know, they doubled me as a defensive end / offensive tackle, you know. I mean, that's just sometimes how it is, you know. I mean, even if you're undersized, it don't matter, you know. You got to make do with what you got, man. Now, all they needed me to do was keep up with those quick rushers, you know.
You're the one position that a running back hates.
Right.
There's one, yep. There's a team we used to play that had, you know, had him, and that boy was so fast, it was hard to get away from him. Yeah, I was like, dude, you should be a running back. But I'm telling you, that boy used to run a 40 in like 3.9 seconds.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, that's freakishly fast.
But like I said, now I'm loving life. I've been talking to this really great girl. She makes me happy. She's just playing hard to get and being a pain in my ass. Being a brat. But she makes me happy anytime I see her. So, you know, I'm managing, you know, Mag. You know, I'm helping, you know, manage you. You know, I'm working, take care of my kids. You know, just living life.
That's what it's all about, man. You know, I mean, just living good. Because if you're living good, you know, then that's all that matters, man. But, if, you know, like I said this multiple times on the podcast, you know, I talk about people who don't live right. They make the wrong choices and everything, and then they end up paying for it later on, you know. But, I mean, I'm not saying that I, you know, interview fuck-ups on the show. No, I don't, right. You know. I mean, I interview people with real stories, you know. And that's, you know, the beauty of this podcast at times is I get to interview people like you, Mac, you know, Big Figure J, Two Shot Gabe, anyone who's been on the show in the past. And, yeah, you know, you get to hear...
Big Figure J, he's a badass artist and everything, too. I like that boy's down.
Yes.
You know? He's down with everything too. You know, I would love to work with him on stuff.
Hell yeah, man. You know, I mean, Big Figure J, you know, like, he's another one who left Family First and joined up with me and what I'm doing with Days and Dream, you know, because I think he sees my vision for things, you know. He definitely does, you know, he knows, I think he understands where I'm trying to go, you know, and that's the thing. Like, I kind of got the feeling that out of everybody in Family First, like, I'm the one who, like, looked out for him, you know. Like, I, you know, hit him up, asked him, like, hey, man, is there anything you need? You know, are you good? You know, and he's like, well, thanks for asking, man. You know, I'm good, you know. But yeah, man, I've made some, you know, some banners for his YouTube channel and stuff like that, you know, because,
Like, he's somebody that I believe in. You know, I believe in what he's doing. You know, and I definitely think. Well, what was that?
I understand that. You know, he's really got it. He's really got it, just like you and Matt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, he's been taking a little break from the YouTube scene for a little bit. You know, he's been busy working and stuff like that. But, you know, once, like I said, when he comes back, man, he's going to be running it up like he did again. You know, I mean, and that's another thing, too. Even though he hasn't posted a video in a while, his subscriber count has gone up.
Right. I've seen that, you know. And I can't wait till he comes back. He's gonna come back strong.
Oh, yes.
Hey, give me one second. I'm going to get my dad's medicine. Robert Zersky, 323-65. Yeah, and he's going to come back strong, and I can't wait to see it. You know, it's like everybody that's listening, listen to this podcast and stuff, y'all go check out, you know, Big Figure J, you know, Mac Montana, Cody Springer. Y'all are in for a treat. You know, catch them on SoundCloud, YouTube, Bandcamp, you know, anywhere. Go check them out on Instagram. You're in for a treat. I'm going to tell y'all that now. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I'm a manager for some of them. You know, I'm saying that on an outside perspective. You know, you can get down with Max Music to anything. You can get down to the podcast. You know, your spoken word, Big Figure J's. Man, y'all are all just up there in the game. You know, so everybody go check these guys out.
Right, and like my podcast, you know, I'm not just saying this because it's my podcast. It's good for any occasion, you know. Like, if you're chilling with your boys and everything like that, and you need something to listen to that's not music, put on the podcast. You know, right. if you and your girlfriend want to get it on, and you guys don't want to, not have it be, sign on the background, put on my podcast if you're not going to listen to music.
Right.
And like Chris was saying, you know, put on Mac Montana's music, you know, check out his entire catalog on SoundCloud, Big Figure J on YouTube. But Chris, man, where can they connect with you?
They can find me on Instagram under CEO Management Services.
Right.
You'll see my Chris on the page.
And as of right now, are you taking on any new clients, or are you booked up at the moment?
I'm keeping the doors open. I have the doors open. You know, if somebody comes through that, you know, is worth taking on. Thank you. You know, I'm looking towards it. You know, me and you talked about maybe, you know, me managing your girl's podcast. You know, I told you if she's down, I'll do it. You know. And every time I see you post everything, I try to get it promoted on my page because I have the business page of CEO Management Services. So, you know, anything that comes through, you know, they got any inquiries, any, you know, want to book a gig, book a feature, feel free. Don't hesitate. DM me. We will get something going. If we have to, want to book a gig, we'll book a venue. You know, we'll get everybody out there, you know. Well, fuck, we'll put on a live podcast if we have to. Shit, let's do this. We're ready. You know,
right.
Matt got such a versatile set of music. He doesn't just do, you know, just that hard stuff. He does love, you know, love music and stuff like that. He's got, man, that boy, I don't see how he's not bigger than what he is now. Seriously.
Yeah, he should be.
He reminds me a lot of Biggie. You know?
Oh, yeah.
The way he looks, because, you know, I've seen pictures and stuff of him. The way he looks, his demeanor, everything about him, man, just in my eyes, I see Biggie. You know? And that boy just has what it takes. You know? He just needs that one person, that one, you know, big producer. You know, because I'm not a big promoter producer that, you know, I want to be, you know, I want to get there. But he needs that one person like, hey, I want to back this artist. You know, let me get in as a silent investor and back him. And that boy will make it. You know, they'll look at it, you know. All this new school rap is all mumble rap bullshit to me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
why the fuck are you going to hibbity-dibbity-hibbity? You can't understand half the shit they say half the time.
Right, you know, yeah.
Max old school, he talks about life, you know, he's like a Biggie, Eminem, and Pac mix. You can't beat that.
No,
I don't care who you throw out there. You know, I have nothing against, you know, these new artists, little, you know, the baby, you know, little baby, you know, extra little baby, however, you know, they do what they do. They got their game, you know, their hustle. But when you go back old school, that's when you have music.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's the same with, like, rock artists. I will still go back to the days of AC/DC, Metallica, you know, Van Halen.
Yes.
Who you the Blowfish. All that, man, that's music to me. This new stuff is like, what? It's not all about, you know, making money, you know. How many chicks can I be with? You know, I'm the type, I want to listen to music. I want to sit down at home, cuddle with my girl. You know, and not fucking have to hear, oh, I stuck it in her ass and in her ear. You know, 24 fucking times. Like, come on. You know more words than butt, tits, ass, fuck. There's more words in the dictionary, people.
Right, so, man. Like, that's the thing. Like, when people use, like, curse words in music, they don't, like, the best way I could put it is, they don't, I mean, because that's the thing, like, yeah, do I swear my spoken word music? Yeah, I do. But I'm expressing myself, you know? People will just say the word to say it, you know?
Yeah, you know, there's songs out there. Like, I heard a song the other day that my boss's son listens to. It's called I Got Bitches. And all it talks about is if I got bitches on my dick. I'm like, really?
Wow.
And then now the girl I'm talking to here with me in the truck, she just started singing and dancing. Like, come on. But it's all talking about, I got bitches on my dick, you know, bring me that pussy. I'm like, really? I want to look at the person that made that song and be like, look, you have more of a chance to get into a woman's pants by being honest and sincere, you know, over, hey, get on my dick. You know, exactly. It might happen with, you know, certain women, a certain type of woman. You can walk up and be like, hey, get on my dick. And they might. They might just be like, hey, drop it. But if you want an honest woman that's going to have your back, you learn more than just, you know, I have a dick, no other head. Yes, all you, right. You know, you were made with two heads, but one was for thinking, one was for stinking. So.
Right.
Everybody that listens to this podcast, y'all go check these motherfuckers out.
Yes, please do.
Your lunch break, when you're taking a shit. Fuck, if you're masturbating, go listen to these guys. So, y'all are not going to regret it at all.
Just don't think about me sexually while you're doing that. You know, just...
Hey, if they do, they do. So, just... If you're like, hey, I'm a sexy motherfucker, man.
I just don't want to get any weird messages or dick pics or anything like that.
That's good boy. So,
I mean,
I'm sure y'all go check this shit out.
Right. Now, check it out. You know, and if you want to book, and if you got any promoters out there, you know, if you have a venue or anything like that and you want to book me and myself or Mac Montana, you know, hit up Chris, man. That, you know, I mean, he's the manager. He's doing the thing right there, man. So yeah, hit him up, and we'll come out to your town. You know,
my DMs are wide open.
Yes,
blow me the fuck up. I will answer you personally myself. I don't let anybody else. I go through it myself.
Exactly. You know,
somebody's promoters have their assistant go through it. No, no matter what, no matter how big I get, I will be the one going through these. You will personally hear from me.
Yeah, definitely check out Chris on his Instagram, at Chris Zersky. And Chris, man, I really appreciate you doing the podcast today, man. We'll definitely have to chop it up again sometime.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Definitely. definitely. So I appreciate you having me on. You know, it's been real. It's good to let, you know, finally people get to know and hear from me.
Yes.
Not hear from somebody else who I am.
Right. We're getting it straight from the source.
And like I said, I'll take on more clients. You need a manager, hit me up. You know, if I feel that you're the right fit, I'll take you down. I'll put you into the team. You know, we're not a label. We're a group. We're a team. Yeah, people do my job. My truck's making funny noises. But, yeah, I'll bring it on.
Yeah.
You know, get these guys booked. Y'all are going to... Y'all will get people in there. Let's do this. Make these people shine the way they should be shining.
Right.
I've got,
yes.
You got big stars here. You know, I'm not saying that just because, you know, they want me to manage and say certain things. I'm saying this on the outside perspective. I've had so many people in the town I live in that's mostly motherfuckers that listen to country check these guys out, and they're like, man, this shit is fucking sick. Like, come on, let's do this. We're going to grow the van, and then I'll come back to Sonic so full time. I just didn't know what to do.
Yeah, let's do it, man, for sure. But, yeah, Chris, man, thank you for coming on the show today, man. You're welcome back anytime. And, yeah, we'll definitely talk.
But, yeah, everybody, you know, is real. Cody, you the man. Like always, you know, I'm there for you. I will be there for you no matter what. If you call me up saying, hey, I need you to fly out here, motherfucker, I'll figure out a way out there. So,
all right.
I got your back, brother, Mac Montana. That's my boy. He knows I got his back. I love him. He's like my little brother. So, y'all go check these guys out, man. And y'all have a great night. I'm going to go get food for everybody, and I'm going to go sit my fat ass down and eat.
All right.
And I got to be to work at 5 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, so I may call it every night.
Oh, shit. Well, Chris, man, I appreciate it, and we'll talk soon, man.
All right, brother. You take it easy, Cody.
You too. All right, guys. I hope you enjoyed that interview with Chris. Yeah, man, Chris is definitely someone who I feel like is one of my biggest supporters in everything I do, you know, when it comes to podcasting, you know, when it comes to my spoken word music and everything like that, and I appreciate his support, no doubt. But yeah, man, if you want someone who is, you know, going to support you and buy into what you're doing and support what you're doing, then Chris is definitely the guy to go to. So, yeah, man, if you need a manager, if you feel like, you know, this is going to be the best thing for you in your career going forward, then hit up Chris on his Instagram, at Chris Zerski. And, yeah, man, you know, we're definitely moving forward. And, yeah, we're just leaving the negative shit to the side and focusing on the positive. So, yeah. But yeah, until next time, guys, take care, and I'll talk to you all soon. Peace.
Thank you for listening. We thank you for your support. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcasting platform. We are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many more. Follow Cody on Instagram at @CodySpringer. Have a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.